Shalom, welcome to the Jewish Task Force, JTF. My name is Chaim Ben Pesach. This program is dedicated to a refuah shlema, complete recovery, for David Rafael Ben Fanya, Hadassa Bat Yitzchak, Sharon Katz, Shlomo Ben Avraham, and Dorit Bat Sara, and to elevating the souls of Simcha Bat Rachel, Pesach Zev Ben Chava, Harab Mir Kahana, Yosef Ben Meir, Bari Hoffman, Ruven Hoffman, Robert Mittman, and Sipora Fegi Bat Liba. We have two subjects we want to discuss on this week's program. One is the arrest of Moshe Feiglin's heroic son, a really inspiring, wonderful story that we're going to tell you about, and you're going to be very proud to be supporting Moshe Feiglin and the Zehut Party after we tell you this story. And the second subject we want to discuss is Donald Trump's latest statements on Iran, how he wants to meet with the Iranian leaders, just like he's done with North Korea and Russia. God help us. First, let's speak about Israel. As you know, JTF supports Moshe Feiglin and the Zehut Party in the Israeli parliamentary elections, the Israeli Knesset elections. The parliament is called the Knesset in Israel. And the elections will be held next year at the latest. And Moshe Feiglin and the Zehut Party represent a breath of fresh air for the people of Israel, for the Jewish people all over the world. Moshe Feiglin's son is in an elite combat unit in the IDF, the Israel Defense Forces. And he was receiving orders, as Israeli soldiers in these elite combat units receive, to go into areas and unnecessarily risk his life and unnecessarily see the lives of his fellow Jewish soldiers endangered in order not to hurt the Arab Nazi enemy. Because the lives of the Arab Nazi enemy in Gaza are more precious to the left-wing commanders of the Israeli army than the lives of Jewish soldiers. Jewish soldiers, these kids who are willing to sacrifice everything to defend us, who bravely put their lives on the line because they love Israel and they love the Jewish people, they are being turned into sacrificial lambs, and thousands of Jewish soldiers have been murdered unnecessarily over the years because left-wing, self-hating Judenrat commanders and left-wing, self-hating Judenrat leaders like Bibi Netanyahu and Naftali Bennett and Avigdor Lieberman have put these soldiers in harm's way and have intentionally created a situation where they had to give their lives in order not to hurt the Arab Nazi civilians, in order to show the world how humane we are, how nice we are to our Arab Nazi enemies. You see, the Arab Nazi terrorists, the Arab Muslim Nazi terrorists, what they do is they will bomb Israeli cities and firebomb the Israeli countryside, all of southern Israel now. Dozens and dozens of fires are going up all over southern Israel because they keep sending firebombs. They're putting kites in the air with firebombs on them. And it's causing dozens of fires all over southern Israel. And southern Israel is being paralyzed economically and in other ways. And psychologically, by this constant terror war that the Muslim terrorists are waging against the Jewish state, against the tiny Jewish state. And instead of taking care of this problem and destroying the Muslim terrorists, the Israeli political leadership, led by Netanyahu and Lieberman and Bennett, and the Israeli army, led by left-wing, self-hating commanders, are getting Israeli soldiers to go in the middle of where the Muslim terrorists are located, and be shot at and be murdered and face all types of dangers. And so, on a regular basis, Israeli soldiers are murdered, and all types of terrible things happen, or are seriously injured, or lose limbs, and other terrible, serious things happen to them. This happens on a regular basis, and would not have to happen if the main concern of Israeli commanders and of the Israeli political leadership were the lives of Jewish soldiers and not the lives of the Muslim Nazi enemy of Israel. What the Muslim terrorists do is they will take a house and use that house to fire missiles into Israel, and they'll put children in the house because they know that the Jewish leadership in Israel and the Jewish military leadership are not going to fire on a house if there are children in the house. And so the lives of Arab Muslim civilians who support the terrorists, their lives are more important than the lives of our Jewish kids. Because these soldiers, a lot of them are 18, 19-year-old kids. The lives of Jewish soldiers are less important than the lives of our Arab Muslim enemies. The fact is, when the Muslim terrorists do this, when they put children in the house or civilians in the house, Israel should bomb and destroy that house, and if they have to kill everybody in the house, they have to kill everybody in the house. The blood of the children, the blood of those children, is not on the hands of the Israeli army if the Israeli army has to destroy the house. The blood is on the hands of the Muslim terrorists who put them there to begin with, who put them there deliberately. They're the ones who are guilty and responsible. Israel has to defend herself. Israel has to defend her population. And the life of one Jewish soldier is worth more than the lives of all the Arab Muslims in Gaza put together. And so, enter into this picture a young combat soldier in an elite combat unit. He happens to be the son of Moshe Feiglin, the political leader that we're supporting. And he writes on social media that this is happening, and he says that soldiers must be willing to refuse orders if their commanders are knowingly creating a situation where they're going to be unnecessarily murdered. It is immoral and illegal and outrageous, he says, that soldiers should be unnecessarily murdered, should be sent into the slaughter as sacrificial lambs, because of the left-wing ideology and the self-hating ideology of these commanders. Now, I'm using my own language. He didn't use that particular language, but that's, in essence, what he's referring to. And so he said that soldiers should be willing to refuse orders if they are unnecessarily put in harm's way and their lives are unnecessarily jeopardized in order to protect the lives of the enemy. And he said he knows, he used his name, he didn't do it anonymously. Other soldiers have made complaints like this in the past, but they did it anonymously because they didn't want to be punished, they didn't want to get arrested, because you can get arrested in Israel for speaking like this if you're a soldier. He said, no, I'm using my name, and I know that I'm going to be arrested, and I'm willing to pay the price. I'm willing to pay whatever legal price, but I'm going to stand up for what I believe in, and this is a matter of principle. You want to arrest me, you arrest me, but I'm going to speak out. I can't be silent anymore. You want to arrest me, I will pay whatever price you decide, but I'm going to openly speak out and say I don't want myself and I don't want my fellow Jewish soldiers to be murdered unnecessarily because of this crazy policy, this suicidal policy, this self-hating policy. And so, of course, he was arrested. And he's facing legal proceedings. The Israeli military is going to move against him with legal proceedings, and he's not going to be allowed to serve in the Israeli elite unit anymore because he made that statement, because he's not willing to kill himself in order to protect the Arab Muslim enemy. Because again, to Benjamin Netanyahu and Naftali Bennett and Avigdor Lieberman and Aryeh Deri and all the other self-hating leaders of Israel, the lives of the Muslim enemies of Israel are more precious and more important than the lives of our own soldiers and the lives of our fellow Jews. This is the type of sick, demented, twisted, anti-Jewish mentality that you have running Israel. So Moshe Feiglin, of course, was immediately contacted by the media. They wanted to interview him because it's his son that did this. And he, of course, is a former member of the Knesset and was the former deputy speaker of the Knesset. So he's a political, well-known political leader in Israel. And so they immediately contacted him, and he, of course, immediately defended his son and stood up for his son and defended his son and explained why his son was right and why he is so proud to have a son, and of course he should be proud, to have a son who's willing to be arrested and pay whatever the political price is for speaking out in order to save Jewish lives. What a noble family. What noble people. JTF is so proud to support Moshe Feiglin and the Zehut Party. But it shows, by the way, how pathetic the situation is of the Jewish people today. What a terrible situation, how we desperately need new leadership. Because just look at what we have now. Netanyahu is regarded by most Jews as right-wing. That's right-wing. This is someone who allows Muslim terrorists to fire thousands of missiles into Israel and terrorize the people of Israel. They have murdered many thousands of Jews over the years, these Muslim terrorists. And Israel refuses to take care of this problem and deal with this problem. Israel, by the way, has not used 0.1% of her military might against her enemies. Israel could easily solve these problems if there was the will, if there was a leader with the will. For instance, if you didn't have Arabs in Gaza, you wouldn't have missiles coming out of Gaza. And Moshe Feiglin wants to give the Arabs compensation to leave Gaza. Polls show that 80 to 90% of the Arabs in Gaza want to leave. In fact, 100,000 Arabs left in the past 2 or 3 years. 100,000 left on their own. Can you imagine if they were offered compensation and had a place to go and it was all arranged for them by the Israeli government? They would 90% of them would leave. It's a hellhole. It's a horrific nightmare. And so that's what Moshe Feiglin would do. He would get them out. He would get them out. He would get the Arabs out of there. The Arabs would be, millions of Arabs would leave Eretz Yisrael if Moshe Feiglin were the prime minister. We'd be solving our population problem, our demographic problems, our security problems. We'd be solving all of this. And Gaza is part of the land of Israel. It's part of the land that God commands us to liberate. And so Moshe Feiglin would send the Israeli army in and liberate Gaza once again, which would be very easy to do. If your main concern is guarding the lives of your own soldiers, you'd be amazed. You'll lose almost no casualties then. The only reason Jewish soldiers are murdered is because of this insane, sick, self-hating behavior. But if you make it clear, the minute you touch a soldier, we're going to blitz you and bomb and blow up everything in the area, I guarantee you the Arabs understand that very well. You don't even need a translator for that. They understand that very well. And we saw in the 1967 Six-Day War what happened when Israel did behave just a little bit like that. And even then, they didn't do it. They didn't really behave like that like they should have. They should have been even more aggressive. But even in this 1967 Six-Day War, we saw what happened when Israel decided to really fight back the way you're supposed to. And the same thing would happen now. There's no difference. So, once again, we're proud to be backing Moshe Feiglin. And you know, JTF is advertising and reaching thousands of Israeli Jewish voters with our advertising campaign. Don't you want Israeli Jewish voters to know the truth? Don't you want them to know there's no Palestinian people, the land of Israel belongs to the Jewish people, the Muslim terrorists should be killed, they deserve to happen to them what they want to do to the Jewish people? And there has to be a program to encourage the Arabs to leave the land of Israel. Don't you want them to know these facts? Don't you want Israel's economy to be liberated? Don't you want Israel and the Jewish people to finally have Jewish leaders who act like Jewish leaders for a change? Don't you want an end to all the bluffing from Netanyahu about Iran? He makes speeches for 20 years about Iran, and Iran is so close to developing nuclear bombs, and he's done nothing about it. All a bluff. Wouldn't you want to finally have a Jewish leader who doesn't bluff, who finally really takes action? That's Moshe Feiglin and the Zehut Party. I don't know if Moshe Feiglin is going to get in the next election. I don't know if he's going to get elected to the Knesset. He won't become prime minister, that's for sure. No, he will not become prime minister. But if he wins 4 seats, if he gets 3.25% of the vote, which is the minimum threshold, and wins 4 seats, at least there'll be a voice in the Knesset for truth. I don't know if he'll even get that. I don't know. It's very, very uncertain. But we're going to try our best. And in the meantime, aside from helping Moshe Feiglin, we're bringing truth and facts and information to the Jews of Israel, especially young Jews. Most of the people who see our videos are young. So that's the future of Israel, the future of the Jewish people. They're finally seeing someone without political correctness, with truth being told to them. Finally, the truth, the unadulterated truth, without political correctness, like you'll only get from JTF. If you want to help us reach the people of Israel and understand what a mitzvah, what a blessed act it is to reach them and to save the people of Israel and wake them up before it's too late, if you want to be part of that, you have to support JTF. This is where the action is if that's what you want to do. And you know that we're uncompromising. The second subject I want to speak about is once again the unpopular subject in America, and that's Donald Trump. It's unpopular among the type of people who supported JTF in the past. And that's telling you the truth about Donald Trump. Because Donald Trump this week again begged another tyrannical, monstrous terrorist regime to meet with them. No conditions, he said. Now, he did that with the North Korean dictator and made concessions to the North Korean dictator and praised the North Korean dictator, said that he's very honorable, that Kim Jong-un is very honorable. This is a monster, a Hitler, who murdered 2 million of his own people, starved 2 million of his own people to death. His children, 80% of the children in Korea, have stunted growth because of starvation. I mean, this is a monster, an unbelievable Nazi monster. And Trump said that he's a very honorable man, and Trump said that he's keeping his agreement, and Trump said, I solved the North Korean nuclear problem. He said, it's solved. He solved it. You can look on the internet and see him making numerous statements after this summit that he had with the North Korean, not with the North Korean Hitler, saying that he solved the problem already. It's solved. Now we see satellite images of the North Koreans expanding their nuclear program, expanding their ballistic missile program so they could reach the United States with ballistic missiles. In other words, they're taking advantage of the idiocy of this orange buffoon in the White House and doing more than they did under Obama. They're going further under Trump than they did under Obama, because Trump is so anxious for a deal and so anxious to prove that he's such a deal-making genius, that he isn't even holding them to account for what they've done. What a farce. He said he solved the problem already. He solved the problem already? They're expanding their nuclear bomb-making program. They have nuclear bombs already, and they're expanding it all over the place. And he solved the problem already. Yeah. And the Trumpsters, whatever he says, no matter how absurd, no matter how utterly contrary to reality, they'll continue to drink the Kool-Aid and continue to follow the orange Mussolini. Just like with Russia. Same thing with Russia. We saw what he did when he went and kissed Vladimir Putin's tuchus. I mean, just so disgusting. Such a disgusting coward and a bluff and just an ignoramus that we have in the White House. Trump blocking new sanctions on Russia, constantly making excuses for Russia. Just unbelievable what goes on there. I mean, it's so clear that he is controlled by Russia. We have an agent, a Russian KGB agent in the White House, a traitor and a KGB agent in the White House, whom Vladimir Putin has bought and paid for. There's no question about it that he has not only been compromised, he's like an agent of Putin in the White House. He does what Putin tells him to do. And so we have this with Russia and North Korea. And now this week he went begging the Iranian Ayatollahs and Mullahs, who've also murdered millions of people. They murdered millions of their fellow Muslims. In the Iran-Iraq War, 2 million Muslims were slaughtered by their fellow Muslims in the Iran-Iraq War, and they promised to exterminate Israel all the time, constantly saying they're going to exterminate Israel, they're going to exterminate America, death to Israel. That's their chant at all their rallies. And Trump said he wants to meet with these monsters because he thinks he's going to convince them now to be nice people. He's going to make nice with the Iranian Ayatollahs and Mullahs. So we see this pattern with him. This is just a pattern of behavior with this guy. And by the way, when he makes these announcements that he'll meet with no conditions with the Iranians, he surprises all of his staff. His staff, his Secretary of State and Secretary of Defense and National Security Advisor and military advisors and political advisors, they had no idea he was going to say this. He just goes wild and just makes these statements on his own, having no idea what he's doing, no clue as to what he's doing, and just makes these crazy statements and then sets new policies that are very dangerous for the United States and are dangerous to the very existence of Israel. What a disaster. What a disaster this guy is. And people are not going to learn, and until it's too late. You're going to see years later how terrible this is. All the trillions of dollars in new debt that he's creating in the United States, all of the foolish military policies and foreign policy blunders and fiascos that he's creating. Eventually you're going to see how bad this all turns out to be. You'll see. It's not going to end off well. It's not, there's no wisdom in any of his policies. And you'll see someday what the end results are. But in the meantime, our focus in terms of what JTF does and JTF's advertising campaign is not on the United States. We couldn't change the United States anyway. We're too small to change the United States. We would never get the budget or the resources. We'd never have the ability to change a country of over 330 million people. We just couldn't do it. We try. I mean, we do. You know, we launched a campaign, Jews for Cruz. We tried to help Ted Cruz get elected president. We try our best, but realistically, we can't. We don't have the power to change a nation of 330 million people. We don't have the budget or the other tools necessary to make changes in a situation like that. So we concentrate on Israel. And Israel is our focus. Israel, a nation of 6 million Jews. And there, with your help, we can reach tens of thousands of people. And tens of thousands of people, by the way, every month we can reach. And that means hundreds of thousands a year. And that, in a country of 6 million Jews, is a sizable chunk of the population. And we try to persuade them, and we try to move them, and we try to break through the brainwashing that they go through day and night with the Israeli media and the Israeli so-called educational system. We try to break through and give them a different perspective. You can help with that. If you believe that's important and you want our message to reach the people of Israel, if you want the truth to reach the people of Israel and you want us to wake the people of Israel up before it's too late, join with us and help us. Because remember, if we fight together, we can change history and we can make this a better world. For JTF, until next week, this is Chaim Ben Pesach. Shalom.